It's always hot in the Yuma Desert in the summertime along the border. For more than 30 minutes, Casey Roloff, a supervisory agent with the Yuma Sector Border Patrol, has been driving deeper into this wasteland of dust and rocky terrain.
Today I'm taking you guys down to the one of Yuma Station's eastern corridors. It is actually called Vopoke Ridge.
A tall object in the distance nearly fades into the bright backdrop of shrubbery and bleached sand, were it not for the large blue beacon light on top of it. Arriving at the beacon, Roloff and Border Patrol Agent Frank Ayala step out of the car. Ayala reads the Spanish portion of the sun-faded sign.
Para ayuda, oprime el botón rojo. La patrulla fronteriza.
If you push the red button for help, a radio signal goes out alerting the Border Patrol, who arrive within the hour. Many migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, sometimes smuggling illicit drugs, don't make it through this area, be it from thirst, hunger, or heat. 15 summers ago, in Yuma County, near the small town of Welton, 14 undocumented migrants died. Yuma Sector's solution was to build these emergency beacons, which were then adopted by other Border Patrol sectors. Arizona has 56 of these mobile solar-powered beacons, costing $3,000 each to build and $200 each per year to maintain. Even with this system in place, deaths still occur. Since October, the Yuma Sector Border Patrol has performed 30 rescues and found the remains of 6 migrants. Roloff is part of the BORSTAR, or Search and Rescue Unit.
We saw 6 vultures take off from the tree, and that kind of clued us in that we may be very close to that missing subject. And sure enough, as we approached, we found the subject that was lying underneath the tree. We basically just called the appropriate authorities, who then sends a coroner down, and that coroner comes and retrieves the deceased subject for us.
Language like that disturbs human rights advocates, who worry it dehumanizes border crossers. Robin Reinecke, the executive director of the Calibri Center for Human Rights, says she's concerned that programs such as the Rescue Beacon System and 15 years of policies normalize migrant deaths as just another border issue.
Rather than looking at the policies that have resulted in unprecedented loss of life on the border, we're coming up with Band-Aid attempts that over the past 15 years have not really resulted in a drastic change in mortality along the border.
Calibri, an organization dedicated to ending migrant border deaths, recently raised more than $1 million to fund a DNA database to help identify the remains of dead migrants found on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Pima County Medical Examiner's Office has kept DNA records of every yet unidentified migrant found dead on the Arizona border for nearly 15 years, totaling more than 900. But Reinecke says that's not necessarily helpful. Not only are the families of missing migrants afraid to go to law enforcement, but often due to their undocumented status, they don't have the right to access the DNA database used by U.S. agencies. And without a sample from a family member, there's nothing to compare with the DNA of a dead migrant.
We're just at the very beginning of at least 3-year project where we're going to be collecting hundreds of DNA samples from families of the missing.
Calibri plans to roll out the new database by mid-October.
There are so many forces trying to disappear these people. The desert erases people very quickly. Policies that have forced people out into the most inhospitable parts of southern Arizona, and these are human beings.
For the Arizona Science Desk, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.